Hello, thank you for calling MX Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I want to cancel my subscription to this OMAX Sleep. Doesn't seem to be working.
Okay, happy to pull up your order, sir. May I ask for your name and a good zip code I could search under?
Ronald Watts, W-A-T-T-S, 48204.
Thank you, Mr. Watson. For security, what's your shipping address for your product?
P.O. Box 4656, Detroit, Michigan, 48204.
Thank you, Mr. Watson. Yes, I do show you down for OMAX Sleep. Understand you're not wanting any more. And it's not working too well. I show you would have called regarding this in September, and it seems as though you were advised maybe to double the dosage and were placed on a hold.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Did you try as advised to double up your dosage?
Yep. I tried that.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand it may not still be working due to it being all natural. Some customers, depending on the severity of your sleeplessness, depends on the effect the product may have. Would you like another hold on your account?
Yeah, maybe so.
We could hold you off until December, around about the 21st.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep trying.
Okay, how much of that product do you have, sir?
Not much. I think it's like, I didn't count them, but it's not much. Maybe less than half a bottle, maybe a quarter, something like that.
And what time of day do you normally take the product, sir?
What time?
Yeah.
I try to take it like 30 minutes before I go to sleep. Is that a good time?
Roundabout there would seem sufficient. It is all natural, so I can say it may take, you know, a bit longer than, say, taking any prescription or even, like, Tylenol PM. You know, even taking, like, a Tylenol PM, it would take you about anywhere between half an hour to maybe an hour to start feeling a bit drowsy. And it does provide a more calming and soothing effect. So try to take it maybe 45 minutes to an hour before bedtime and see if it'll help you fall asleep a little easier.
Oh, okay.
And look, if when you finish whatever supply you have left, if it's not for you, sir, you know, you do have out until the 21st of December. If it's not for you, just let us know, and we can just remove you then.
Okay. All right. I'll try that method. See how. Hopefully, my works out better for me.
I do. You know, hope it winds up working for you, sir, because I know how bad it is. I have anxiety, sometimes really bad. It does mess with my sleep. At night, I'll lay awake, and I mean, up until like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, I have to get up at like
2:30. Oh, yeah. I've done that too.
It's
I know
horrible.
How bad that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it. I know.
Yeah. And it wears
you
down.
The next day, it's really messed up.
Yeah, and it just wears you down over time. It's mentally
physically
exhausting.
Yeah, right. Yup. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had the same symptoms I have. Have you been diagnosed or anything?
With anxiety.
Well, my diagnosis is that I have sleep apnea really, really bad. I mean, it's like
and
they
so
say.
Do you wake up a lot in the middle of the night?
Well, to go to the bathroom, maybe about 3, maybe at least 3, maybe up to 4, something like that, between 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I can go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But they say my sleep apnea is so bad, you know, they're trying to recommend me this kind of surgery to help me with that. And maybe it's my case is like severe, like I have sleep apnea 58 times an hour. So that's saying that I actually stop breathing that much. And then normal is supposed to be
really?
from zero to five. So I got it really bad.
Oh, you know, I've heard, you know, with sleep apnea on the more severe cases that there is, I don't believe it's, not 100% certain, not like a major, major procedure, but there is like something they can do to help reduce those symptoms you're showing.
Right, right. And I'm scheduled to go see a doctor this month discuss this procedure. So,
good. Okay.
So hopefully it'll help. And then along with the pills, maybe that might help as well. So.
Okay. Well, I truly hope so, you know, that y'all can reach a solution to help you get rid of that issue there.
Right, right. Now, I was talking to one of the gentlemen that answers the phone, and he said some people get more of well, it's not really medicine, but, you know, the sleep pills. He said some people get too much of that stuff. I guess I'm on the opposite
end. I mean, you know what? And he's completely right. And with this sleep product, it's wonderful. I've tried it myself before when we first launched the product. But it really depends on, you know, the effects you're noticing, your symptoms, and how severe they are. Because I've had customers, and this is not a joke, call and be like, it's too strong. I'm worried about taking the product. And at that, we recommend the exact opposite. Try to take one soft gel as needed, maybe every other day. For some people such as you, this is more common where it's not strong enough for you. And at that, we recommend you at least try to double up the dosage or, you know, adjust how it's taken to see if you can get the benefit of it.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll try that and see how it works out for me.
All righty. Well, that sounds good, Mr. Watts. Truthfully, I hope it works. Is there any other questions or concerns you had?
No, not this time.
All right. Well, look, I do thank you for calling Omax Health, and I hope you enjoy your weekend coming up, okay?
And I hope you do the same thing as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling, Max. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.